Okay, Dhanavad Pranam.
Dhanavad.
So by mercy of Guru Gauranga, then we're just now at Uddhav Kund. Just that this place is made of the tears of the gopis. So Krishna said to Uddhav, Na tatami priyatmani, na atma yona na sankara, na sankarsana nasri, yata priyatmana bhavam. Krishna said to Uddhav, oh Uddhav, no one is as dear to me as you are. No Brahma, no Shiva, no Lakshmi, no Balaram, no Sankarsan, not even my own self is as dear to me as you are. So outside Vrindavan, then Uddhav is a prema parabhakta. He is so dear to Krishna. In fact, outside of Vrindavan, Uddhav is most qualified. Therefore, Krishna chose Uddhav to come to Brajamandal. So Krishna sent Uddhav here to pacify the Brijabasi. The Guru Maharaj says that Krishna told Uddhav, oh Uddhav, make sure you give my mat sandesha vyogaha. Make sure you give my message of consolation. Don't give your own message. So Uddhav came to Vrindavan riding on Krishna's chariot. So when Uddhav came here, Krishna gave him his own cloth, his own flower garland, many of his own paraphernalia. And at dusk time, Uddhav entered here, and first he met with some coward boys on the path. So the coward boys, Uddhav asked the coward boys, can you tell which way to Nandagaon? Then the coward boys who were waiting since Krishna left asked, oh, you must be new. Then Uddhav said, how did you know I was new? He said, must be, otherwise how you're asking where is Nandagaon? So the coward boy said to Uddhav, that ditch, that all the water is flowing and you follow that ditch up to Nandagaon. Oh Uddhav, don't think the Brijabasis are feasting and washing so many pots and that water is there. That water is the tears of the residents of Nandagaon. So Uddhav came to Nandagaon and met with Nandan Yasoda and tried to pacify them. But apart from the idea that Krishna is my son, Nandan Yasoda could not think of anything else. Therefore, Uddhav tried to pacify them by giving them some jnana, some knowledge. Because Uddhav is a great scholar, he's a disciple of Brihaspati. Therefore, he said, oh, how you can feel separation from Krishna? Krishna is all-pervading. He is like fire inside wood. He is inside all the five elements of the body. What you see is nothing else but him. He is both the cause and the effect of everything, moving and non-moving. Therefore, you should meditate on him. You are most fortunate because even though Krishna has no father, no brother, no mother, no sisters, he is the soul of all souls. Still, he has appeared as your son. So hearing that, Nanda Baba began saying, oh, Uddhav, you are saying that we are fortunate, but we are the most unfortunate. Then Nanda Baba said, I was thinking I only lost my son. But you're telling me I lost God as well. Therefore, Nanda Baba began weeping at this place. Guru Maharaj says that Nanda Baba could speak. He could recognize Uddhav. But Mother Yasoda could not do anything like that. She could only hang her head and weep. So afterwards, the main katha here is after, if Uddhav could not pacify those in Vatsalira, then how will he pacify the gopis? So Uddhav came to this place near to Uddhav Keri in Nandagaon, and there he met the gopis. So, just briefly, because time is short and we're moving to the next place, Uddhav presented his same message of Gyan. So, in Vrindavan, there's one place called Gyan Gutali, which Gutali means like when you carry a bundle on your head, that's called a Gutali. So Uddhav brought all his knowledge of Krishna Tattva here to Vrindavan, but he could not sell it. Because in Vrindavan is only the feeling, Amaputra, Amasaka, Amapranapati, Jaybhav se Korisuda Bhakti. Here in Vrindavan, they only have the feeling Krishna is my son, Krishna is my beloved, or Krishna is my friend. Apart from that, they have no interest in any other knowledge of Krishna. Krishna is God, he is Paramatma. They only want a Lokik Satbandhuvat, a loving human-like relation with Krishna. Therefore, when Uddhav saw the separation of the gopis, especially Srimati Radhika, Then he became astonished. At that time, Radhika spoke Sibrahma Gita. So Uddhava also presented his message of Jnana to the gopis. Then Gopi said, Sham mati sham gati sham hamara pranapati ato yam udabhi sokame sham dan shaman sham hamara pranadan ato yam udav shami sokame. So the gopis said, Udav tumbarabori patileka ayadori yog kaharaka jaha rom rom sham he nahoim. So when Uddhav told the gopis to meditate on Krishna, the gopis laughed. Uddhav, you are telling us to meditate on him. But sham mati sham gati sham hamara pranapati. Krishna is our intelligence. Krishna is our life. He is our only goal. Ato yam Uddhav sham hi sukam hai. Eight of the eight periods a day, we do nothing else but remember Krishna. My God, there's a huge snake here. So during the eight periods of day, we can think of nothing else but Krishna. Uddhav, you're telling us to do your meditation. But let me tell you, Uddhav, you are very foolish. Uddhav tum barabori petaleka ayadori. Uddhav, how foolish you are. Because you have come from a long distance with your message of Jnan. But where we can, how we can do yoga? Because each pore of our skin only chants Sham, Sham. Every pore of our body chants the name of Krishna. And you are telling us to perform some type of yoga. Therefore, Uddhav, Nahoi man das bis ek hoge asham. Then the gopis told him, Uddhav, we do not have 10 or 20 minds. We only had one mind, and Krishna stole it. Therefore, we do not have another mind to perform your yoga and your meditation. Therefore, this is most astonishing. Even though the whole world is trying to remember Krishna, the gopis are sometimes trying to forget Krishna, but they cannot, because Krishna has completely captured them. So when Uddhav saw the prema of the gopis here, he became astonished. And he prayed to become a piece of grass here in Brajamandal. Asamaho charanvenu jusamaham sham brindavan kimati latao gurmao sadima. He prayed to take birth of a tree. Then Uddhav thought, a tree is very proud. A tree is very tall. So what chance to get the foot dust of the gopis if I become a tree? Then he prayed to become a shrub. But finally he had intelligence to pray for it to become a piece of grass. So when the gopis go, because especially the chain of family life is very difficult to break. But the gopis have broken even the chains of family attachment. Therefore, if anyone has made their life perfect, it's the gopis, even Nikalatna the Ruda Baba. Because the gopis only have developed Ruda Bhava, high stage of prem for Krishna, who is Nikalatna, the soul of all souls. So Guru Maharaj says, just like someone who is wearing a hat, when they look at the top of the Everest, their hat falls off. So when Uddhav came here, he presented all his Jnana. But when he saw the Visuddha prem of the Vrijabasis, especially the gopis, then in astonishment his hat fell off. Hang on. So Gurudev also said, after the disappearance of Sri Krishna, then Sri Krishna gave Uddhav many, many instructions. Those instructions, hang on, I just got past this speaker, hang on. Therefore, Krishna ordered. Therefore, Krishna ordered Uddhav to stay in his world and to preach his message. The instructions Uddhav gave Krishna that time are recorded in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So after the disappearance of Krishna, Uddhav came to Brajamandal and performed Sankirtan also there at Uddhav Kund. So many pastimes are here. The Gurumai says, of the three Haridasas, the three servants of Krishna, one is Yudhisthira, he is Haridas. One is Uddhav, he is Haridasavad. And last is Giriraj, Haridasavarjo. So Giriraj is the best servant of Krishna because all the other servants of Krishna have taken his shelter. So now we're moving on to Radhakund. So at Radhakund, I'll give you another ring.